Hello, Libra friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Libra May 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month Shattering Limits. Libra goes boundless May 2024 and beyond, and we'll get into why I'm so excited about that, as well as all kinds of other things that we have to talk about here for this May and beyond. This is for you if Libra is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Libra placement you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And very late degree Libra friends, so birthdays around October 15th through the rest of the sign, or Libra degrees around 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Scorpio report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. So much to talk about, so let's just get right into it. The first thing for the general astrology that I'm very excited about is that this is a robustly positive month from the perspective of the aspects. So we have so many sweet aspects and so many more sweet aspects compared to the salty ones this month. So that's always a nice way to start out. We also are getting out of the fog of Mercury retrograde April 1st through April 25th. We descended into the unknowing, the appliance calamities, the miscommunications of Mercury retrograde. But every day since April 25th, we're marching out of it. And as we get to May 14th, that shadow has completely cleared. So the second half of the month, as well as from the middle of May until the middle of July, are completely open stars for your big decisions, your big purchases and sales and agreements and commitments and events. And it will be much easier to plan for the future and plan for that period of time than it has been in recent months because of the retrograde. The third thing to know is that we are still in eclipse season, but it is the tail end. Okay, so March and April were very intense, right? Because Libra was in the hot seat. So, you know, your nervous system will get a little chance to relax now, definitely at least compared to March and April. Hopefully the changes have been profoundly positive. Definitely, I know that these eclipses can go either way. I'm there with you because I have Aries rising, so I'm in the hot seat with you. We're not going to talk about the eclipses in this report, just enough to say two important things. The first is that from early 2023 to mid 2025, there is a massive karmic clearing and redirection going on for Libra. So you will get information about that throughout those 2 years, but every time it's eclipse, every 6 months, when we're in eclipse season, all of those things will come to the forefront. So if you want to understand the eclipses better, go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses. And I have information about them there, along with videos that you can watch specifically to help you understand the themes that are at play for this whole time. My segue into the current aspects is that with all the information that came in and the changes that may have come in March and April, it may have been hard to implement making choices or making decisions based on what happened because we were in that retrograde. So it was kind of difficult to see how everything was going to play out. But now as May progresses and we still have all of this Aries energy, there's going to be a lot of motivation, ambition, inspiration, impetus to do something with the information that came in and to make very positive life changes and to move on from whatever has happened. So it will be very, you know, robust is a good word. It's not just because of the positive aspects, but also because of the sheer fire energy that's happening. Mars, Hygieia, transiting North Node, Mercury, Chiron, Eris, all are in Aries. And so this is bringing, you know, this storyline of autonomy and individual focus as it relates to your relationship. So being able to find some more freedom, find some more time for yourself, find some more, you know, individual direction that's not just based on what other people need. And that's going to be, you know, the storyline here. So this push-pull of me versus we, Libra is never getting away from that. And it's very strongly highlighted this month as the all these Aries planets highlight your seventh house. So you'll still be looking for and finding solutions with situations within relationships. You'll still be looking for and finding, you know, solutions as it relates to clients or customers, and very much expanding and regenerating and maybe redoing and redirecting within your relationship space. Relationships of every kind and how you do relationship. Mars in the seventh, which will be happening all month, is going to make you very hot on finding the right people to help you, which is great because delegation is a big part of this. And so, you know, if you need help from somebody else, this is a fantastic time, and you might find that you're very motivated to find people to help you with things that you don't really need to be doing, that other people can support you with. So because all of this energy makes an opposition with Libra energy, it just carries more of this push-pull where you're being pulled in two different directions. But as I always like to say, you know, this can help you reach your superhero status because it's like you have the opportunity to get all the balls up in the air and keep them up and feel really good about that and feel like, wee, I'm doing it, you know? So you definitely can enter rock star mode for sure. Especially the second half of May, and like I said, through the middle of July, this is a great time to start something new, and Aries energy represents initiation and beginnings. So if you have to start something new, so a cluster of really great days to do, you know, your business launch, your event, your engagement, your wedding, are the days around the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd. There's just a massive amount of sweet stuff grouped together that are in especially nice aspects for Libra. Okay, so as Mercury moves along, it will go into Taurus and meet Venus and the Sun and Uranus and Jupiter. Of course, we have that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is very, very big. I have a separate video on this, and I talked about it in the April reports. You can find that separate video called Once in an 84-Year Aspect. If you go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, you'll find my podcast and my YouTube players there, and they're always updated. So you might have to scroll through the lists to get those because they'll be a little further back. But the reason why it's important to keep up on this is because this still is current, because even though it happens April 20th, it's such a mega transit that it extends for all of April before, and it goes well through May 8th, just in the strongest part of it. So, you know, this is a very rare combination that can bring massive change. And this is in your relationship space as well, but it's your relationship space with shared resources. So Venus, the Sun, Uranus in connection with Jupiter, all still, you know, just really, really activating other people's money, spousal money, family money, inheritances, loans, government money, anything like that, debt, taxes. So you have a lot of possibly surprises coming there. And if you are needing some support there, putting in applications may bring you to get the news at this time. So, you know, it's definitely very money oriented. It's very relationship and intimacy oriented. And the grounding energy of Taurus is very helpful here because the Aries energy is obviously, you know, very cardinal. It moves forward. It's very fiery. It's not very grounded. And the Taurus energy is the one stabilizing force that we have this month, because as the Sun and Venus get out and then Mercury get out of Taurus, they're going to go into Gemini. And that is going to be very scattered. And this is going to be great for Libra, which we'll get into, which is part of why I have this wonderful title of Battering Limits, Libra Going Boundless, which we will get to all of that. But just to understand the elements at play, you know, Taurus is the grounding force here, and the Gemini energies that will be developing as the month goes on, and the Aries energies, you know, everything is really scattered, energetic. So basically, we're excited about these grounding points, even though they don't make the best aspect for you, which means that you might have to get focused and deal with some of your eighth house money and relationship stuff. Along with all this other Taurus energy that you have in the eighth house, the new moon at 18 degrees of Taurus will be on the days around May 7th. And that will give you opportunity to set intentions for financial growth and stability, where you can focus on new ways to enhance your income or manage your resources more effectively. You can begin a self-care regimen, and you do have Saturn in your sixth house in a long-term way from 2023 to 2026. So Saturn is wanting you to get disciplined with your healthcare routine. And so this new moon, the days around the 7th, can help you make wishes or set intentions or get something in motion to really help you ground in those good, good activities for yourself and those good patterns. Okay, so as the month progresses and Venus and the Sun and Mercury get over into Gemini, guess who will also be going into Gemini? And this is why I'm so excited. Jupiter. Jupiter is going into Gemini. Why is that exciting? Well, first of all, Jupiter is my ruler. I'm a Sagittarius, so I get excited about everything that Jupiter's doing. But I'm particularly excited that it's going into an air sign, because as a Sagittarius, that's great for me too. But for you specifically, this is going to make a trine, the most favorable angle in all of astrology. So from May 2023 to around June, or sorry, May 2024 to around June 2025, you are going to have Jupiter, the great expander, the benefic, the protector, giving you and your sign kisses for this whole time. And you'll get direct kisses whenever it hits your exact placement. So the later you are in the sign, the later it will be in that time that you get your exact kiss. But the awesomeness is still abounding all of this time, which is why I'm using this word boundless. Okay, so the ninth house that is aspected by all of the Gemini placements that are coming, the Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Jupiter. You can't see them here because in the chart I have here, it's for the beginning of the month, but this is in motion. This is a transit chart, so these are moving. So just imagine that this is going to be very full as the month progresses in the short term and then also in the long term. So what that gives you is just a massive multiplied amount of Sagittarius energy for the short and long term. And Sagittarius energy shatters limits. It's boundless. It's the energy that's on the mountain that helps you to look far and wide. It's a broadener. It's a perspective changer. It's a lifter. It's optimistic, you know, and it just basically either doesn't see or blatantly ignores obstacles. And it doesn't acknowledge ceilings. You know, it's just, it's the gas planet. It's very big and it goes very, very big. And because Libras are in an air sign, when Jupiter goes into Gemini, it's actually going in the house that it rules. So Jupiter is very, very, very happy when it goes in the house it rules. Okay, so that's Jupiter. It's very, very, very happy. So Jupiter is going in its own house, the ninth house. The other planets are going there. This can offer great opportunities for adventure, long distance travel, international connections, learning languages, teaching, learning, finding your perfect education program, becoming, you know, a teacher of things that you love, shattering these limits, expanding your consciousness, giving you solutions, tapping into your creativity, tapping into your spiritual source, remembering your connection to the universe. You know, so it's really just, you know, expansive is the word, but you know, that's a massive understatement. So May is going to be not only full of Jupiter being there, but also those other planets will breeze through, giving you kisses to your placement. So, you know, this 120 degree angle of the trine, and then also activating that force. So if you want a long distance trip, if you are looking for immigration or visa stuff, anything like that, this is a really good time for all of that. And it can help you to just shatter the loose limits. On the topic of Sagittarius, we do have one more Sagittarius thing to talk about. In the days around May 21st, we've got a full moon in Sagittarius. Okay, so that is bringing more of this, you know, embarking on a learning journey, planning your next big adventure, reflecting on your personal beliefs, and, you know, having really good, fulfilling conversations and awarenesses about this. And for Libras, this is going to activate your third house of Gemini. And this can also bring short-term trips and short-distance travel. And by the way, all those Gemini energies will make you be going around a lot. You'll be driving around, you'll be going around, you'll be communicating with people. It's a very dizzying type of energy. And the full moon can bring something to fruition, completion along those lines. I will post individual new moon and full moon reports, which you can keep an eye on at anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. That's my podcast and my YouTube player. Everything is accessed in an easy place. Also, in the notes, if you click more underneath the YouTube title and then more again, you'll get into the notes and the links are there. On the podcast, the notes are underneath. So all of these links that I give you, you can find in those notes. This way, it's if you don't remember them by the time we're through. Pack your bags and get your passport. If you don't have a passport, you might want to get on that because this is definitely a time where you'll want to have it available. This is also very, very big writing energy. If you, all of this Sagittarius energy that we talked about in the ninth house and this full moon energy is very much about writing, communicating, books, speeches, you know, prolific expression, all of that. So be ready to be very activated. Give you a couple more dates to note. So, and remember, you can get more dates at anniehelpsyou.com. Put your email address and name in and you can get my write-up of all of the sweet and salty dates, etc. But I'm going to give you some more now. May 13th, May 18th, and May 29th, we've got the Sun and then Venus and then Mercury making a conjunction with Uranus. So as those planets, okay, so as Mercury Venus and the Sun move over and connect with Uranus, that can bring surprises. It's ushering in this lightning strike energy. So something that seems to zap out of the blue, you know, this can bring sudden upsets or stability being questioned, but it can also bring something amazing, like amazing news, an inventive solution, or random surprise money. So you want to guard yourself more carefully on the around those dates, because it increases the odds of sudden jostling, you know, which presence and awareness could possibly protect you from. The luckiest aspects of the whole year, May 18th and May 23rd, the Sun and then Venus conjuncting Jupiter. So when those same planets, the Sun and Venus, get over to connect with Jupiter, then Jupiter's, well, we've talked a lot about Jupiter, right? You already know it's the great benefic. And one thing to know about Jupiter, it's called the protector. It always has been, you know, in history, ancient wisdom has called it the protector, the great benefic. And we know now, science has shown us now, that Jupiter actually protects the inner planets, including the Earth, from the outer planets smashing into them, because its gravitational field is so profoundly massive that it actually locks everything into a protective format and kind of holds in place the golden ratio, which is the mean planets between the mean distance of planets between the mean distance between the planets is actually in the golden ratio. And Jupiter is part of holding that in place. So when we say it's a protector, when they call it the archetypal energy of protection, it actually literally is, you know, and we're finding this more and more as, you know, science is proving things that were thought about the stars, the archetypal energy of the planets, they're based in something, you know, true. So Jupiter is a protector. And so when you have Venus, which rules love, beauty, money, relationships, the Sun, which rules vitality and expression, coming together with this great benefic, you know, it's a pretty Jupiter heavy chart in general for everybody, but especially for Libra, because, you know, it's going into its own house. We talked about that. But yeah, so mark those dates, the 18th and 23rd, and the days around there can be extra lucky. That Sagittarius full moon in the days around May 21st, everyone can get the goodies from that. And it's in a nice angle for everyone, but you early degree placements, so anywhere close to 3 degrees. So basically September born Libras, you may get an extra kiss from that full moon. But don't worry if you're not in that zone, because as you can see, there's plenty of goodness for everybody this month. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course, you can up level there. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell, because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month. Bye.